Now, there's an RTOG study that was mentioned before, the RTOG 1306, an intergroup study for EGFR mutants and ALK mutants. Unfortunately, from my perspective, it's going to use just induction erlotinib for the EGFR mutants instead of keeping it going through chemoradiation. And, you know, there's a wealth of preclinical data supporting that EGFR inhibition can synergize with radiation. In head and neck cancer, we know cetuximab adds benefit with radiation. So I think it's sort of a shame that we're probably missing the opportunity to be including EGFR inhibition with radiation. But we don't have randomized data at this point supporting it. And it looks like all we're going to be looking at in the near future is this RTOG 1306 with induction erlotinib before chemoradiation.
So just to clarify, though, in this situation, outside of a protocol setting, would you be integrating erlotinib into this patient's treatment?
Now, with all that said, I would do just what he said there at this point.
Ram?
So I just want to defend this. I'm the principal investigator for the RTOG 1306 Alliance study along with Hawk Choi. So we debated at great lengths what is the right strategy. You know, we didn't want to combine that with radiation. We didn't have that much data with crizotinib and radiation. And we weren't so impressed when you reviewed the literature in the clinical setting that the combination of erlotinib or EGFR inhibitor with radiation really gave that much benefit. We had done a study in CLGB before with gefitinib along with radiation treatment. And then the post-chemo radiation setting, there were a lot of concerns about using the drug in that consolidation phase because of the SWOG study with gefitinib. So that's why we decided to go with a major tumor bulk. And it was the best by all the options, we thought. And we didn't want to hurt our patients. That was the rationale for that.
Just a point about that, you know, we certainly know the SWOG 023 study showed harm for gefitinib when it was given after, but of course that was in the overall population, not EGFR mutant selected. And so, you know, I think
we couldn't be certain such a thing would not happen here. That's why we tried to play it safe.
I mean, when you first told me about this, to me it seemed very logical. I mean, it seemed like it had low potential for having anything adverse happening. And, you know, just the idea of just shrinking the thing down before you get started kind of makes intuitive sense.